We're here on KSOM talking to head coach Cody Mathewson of ACGC, coming off a first round win to Logan Magnolia, the Panthers, 33-7. Coach, a great first win to set the tone for this playoff run. Your thoughts and your evaluation of team's performance last Friday?
It was a really good physical game. You got two teams who, have the old triple option philosophy. Logan Magnolia has gone away with it the last few years, but again, Coach Strait and Logan Magnolia ran that wishbone offense, for many, many years. When you play those teams, you gotta have a little bit more sense of awareness, because those guys also know how to stop those offenses, because they know what needs to be done and what they don't like when they ran it. So, obviously those were applied, and he had some great strategies put into place. So, defense did a great job, pitch a shutout there for us. And, I felt like, we continued to win in all three phases, not a lot of special teams and things like that. I think we punted once towards the end of the game there, and, didn't really have to do too much, but, took care of the ball. And, I felt like, it was just a highly contested, good first-round game. Logan Magnolia was a team who had dealt with some injuries throughout the year. So, you just never know this time of year who gets who back, and never write anybody off, because it's win and go home. So the heightened sense of awareness and the sense of urgency of how these games are approached is even at a higher level than those of regular season, because there's no, I can do it better next time, I can play better next week, or, tomorrow I'll get better. There's none of that. It's now or never.
It's now or never, yes. So you host Mount Air in round two, a team you're not unfamiliar with. You took the win against them in the regular season. What stands out to you when it comes to the Mount Air Raiders?
Well, I talked to Coach Victor a little bit on Saturday, and we're in the same district this year, and we jokingly made some comments about at our all-district meeting about our guys that we've seen, and we've pretty much watched both of our guys' teams grow up, right? This is the sixth time we've played them in three seasons. They've seen who we are, and we've seen who they are. And I think about every single time we've been on the winning end, fortunately for us. But the conversation between him and I was just, out of respect for each other. We both got a lot of respect for each other's programs, and we have a good friendship there. And it's, we both kind of wanted to see somebody out of our district continue to move on, and unfortunately we have to go play each other, and someone in our district's got to go home. So it is what it is. We don't get to pick those draws, and I think there are some things that happened around the state that maybe shuffled some stuff up about what the state maybe potentially wanted to do. But you got to be ready for Mount Air team. We're talking about a team that ran for 690 yards on Friday night. Tell me the last time you saw a stat like that for a team to be able to go off that and turn the ball over five times. They're playing really good football right now, so we got to be ready to go and ready for a really big day for our guys. But we get to play at home, which is a really big advantage for us, and another home playoff game in front of our crowd is something we really enjoy.
Yeah. So your roster, in the postseason health wise, where do they stand as you go into Friday?
I'm sorry, you got to repeat that.
Health-wise, what's the status of your roster heading into Friday?
Yeah, we do have a couple guys that were banged up coming into the week, or into last week against Logan Magnolia. Jack Sheeter got a little bit of knee that he got hurt against Riverside, but we just rested him throughout the week and ended up playing him the entire game both ways. So, he got a brace, and we just, at this point in time, there's nothing to really gain putting him in a position to get hurt in practice, when really what you need is the end product on the field, right? So, you're talking about a senior who's played for 3 years, he's a 3-year starter, and he knows his job, he knows his role. So, he was there plugged in mentally, and he was at practice. Just, we didn't put him in any physical bind. And we had a couple other linemen, just small little leg things, just bumps and bruises here and there that. They're gonna be day by day, same thing, the approach we took with Jack, and there'll be game time decisions. But if I know our guys pretty well, when that adrenaline gets pumping and everything gets flowing, we're gonna be able to get those guys back and be ready to go. But I'm just going to have them take it easy this week and really just prepare on a mental side for those guys. And, you know, everybody else will be ready to go and preparing. But, you know, the biggest thing when it comes down to it is it's knowing what to do, where to line up and who to block and what to execute. That sometimes gets overshadowed, and sometimes that's stuff that really needs to be kind of brought back. And that's really good things that those guys can focus on throughout the week, even though they do have some bumps and bruises. So it's still practice. It's just from a little bit different perspective.
So you've got a Mount Air on Friday. Like I said, you played them in the regular season. What are the kind of the key differences in your roster going into Friday compared to when you played them in the regular season?
Well, we are a much different team than who we were when we played them week five. Week four. And they are a much different team than who we played week four. I would say our personnel, though, is a little bit different. They still have very similar personnel. When we played Mount Air week four, they did a really good job of stopping down the run. We actually got out really hot to a 14-0 lead. They turned the ball over a couple of times, and we were playing at a really high level. And it's almost as if we had kind of an adrenaline dump. We just came out so hot, so fast, and guys are excited to fly around, and all of a sudden we were just dead and just got flat. You know, we gave up a scoop and score there right before half, which made it a 20-21 ball game. And you know, that was a big play. And then they had a big pass down for about 60 yards on a third and long that set them up for a touchdown. So we felt like we played really good. We just couldn't get out of our own way. And we really struggled running the ball in the interior. And as you know, if you've done any sort of, you know, just research in regards to who we are, our fullbacks have always been a really good, you know, heavy dose and a heavy hitter, right? And for us to be able to have those interior runs, what that does, it opens up the outside for Ryder Klein and Joe Crawford, as well as, you know, Tommy Scranton, our options or our tosses. So we struggled running the ball in the interior. I think we had about 25 carries for 65 yards. So they never felt the need to have to turn around and load the box. When they didn't have to load the box, and they were allowed to spread things out a little bit and shut down our outside runs. So we went to Madrid, and we made a change and took our halfback, Brexton Snyder, you know, who's also, you know, a state champion hurdler as well and has some speed and has some size, and moved him to fullback. And ever since then, we've kind of been on a little bit more consistent trend of who we want to be, and it's allowed us to be able to run the ball in the interior and run the ball in the exterior. So obviously, you know, Brexton and Joe have kind of been our, you know, 30-plus touchdown type guys, and they both almost, you know, Joe's ran for over 1,000 and Brexton's right behind him. So this kind of created that 1-2 punch, what we've always wanted to do and what we tried to be. So, you know, those guys are just getting better and better every single week. So our goal is to be playing our best football at the end of the year, and I feel like we've gotten better every single week. And so those guys just get more comfortable. So you're talking about a fullback and another running back with Ryder Klein, who, you know, didn't play those positions the first four games of the year. And so the back half of the year, obviously, that's been a big change for us as we approach this week and who we are differently in that aspect of our offensive philosophy and the personnel for Mount Air.